Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Does anybody know the relationship? They are cousins. Abdullah ibn Abbas, Khalid ibn al-Walid, they are cousins, and Maymuna bint al-Harith is their aunt. That is why one would say, what are they doing in the house of the Prophet? They are the nephews of Maymuna. So when the Prophet ﷺ was presented with meat that is cooked on a plate, he stretched to eat from it. So one of the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, who was wise to know that the Prophet may not want to eat that, may not like to eat that. So Maymuna said to the Prophet ﷺ, are you going to eat it? This is a dab lizard. And the Prophet ﷺ refrained. So he was asked, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is it haram? If you're not eating it, is it haram? So that we would learn. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no, it is not. But it is not found in my locality. I'm not used to it. So it's the same thing that when you go to a foreign country and they bring you halal food, and you simply say, it's too spicy, I don't eat spicy. Not that it's haram. Or it doesn't look good, or it doesn't smell good. So you simply refrain. And this shows us the etiquette of the Prophet ﷺ as described by Mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said that the Prophet ﷺ never criticized or insulted any type of food. If he likes it, he eats it. And if he doesn't, he stays away from it. Now compare this with a lot of us when food is put in front of them. Ah, oh, it's too salty. Ah, oh, it's not cooked. Meat is raw. Can I have some this? Can I have some that? Some men never ever comment on their wife's cooking. And this is very bad. The best of men are those who, even if they have burnt, salty food that is uneatable, the best of husbands would eat two or three morsels and say, Jazakallah khair, very good food. And she knows he's lying. She knows that. But she appreciates it because he's a good man. And compare this to someone who keeps on criticizing and say, you don't know how to cook, 50 years I'm married to you, and you stupid woman, you're not able to put the proper amount of salt. What kind of a life is this? Take this food, I don't want to talk to you or to see you for another 3 centuries. What kind of a man is this? This is not a man, this is an animal. A proper man is a man of respect. You're, mashallah, brave and strong against this poor woman. Show your muscles to someone on the street who insults you and curses you and said, Jazakallah khair. Why aren't you answering back? Oh, he's 6'4", full of muscles. And your poor wife? No, she's nothing. This shows you how far away the Muslims are from the book of Allah and from the etiquette and behavior of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Okay, we open the floor for Q&As. Yes.
Sheikh, as you said that the rabbit is a wild animal and it is halal to have it. So what regarding the other wild animal like tiger, lion, fox and...
Okay, that's a good question. What about other wild animals? What are we not supposed to eat? Now, dogs and the families of dogs are forbidden. So anything that has a tooth that eats with or a claw, it also captures with, this is haram for us. So we cannot eat lions, tigers, cheetahs, wild animals that are predators. We cannot eat hawks, eagles, all these that feed on meat. These are prohibited for us. But if you look at anything else, then this is permissible. What's the ruling on eating elephants? If you can slaughter one or kill one, it's halal. What's the ruling on rhinos? Vegetarians, it's halal. Again, what's the ruling on cats? Nope. Cats are not permissible for us because they are not animals that are hunted. And at the same time, they feed on meat. They have claws and they have teeth that they eat with, etc. Yes.
There is an argument in India that crab is halal or haram.
That?
Crab.
Crabs. Are crabs halal or haram. What are crabs? They are creatures of the sea that live at the shore, and they live most of their time in the sea and some of the time on land. And they have these big claws, and their meat is beautiful and nice. What is the ruling on it? The general rule is anything that lives in the sea permanently is halal for us. But this one is not permanent. So is it halal or haram? Scholars say it is halal because it cannot be slaughtered, and it is considered to be part of the seafood, and it has no blood. Crabs do not have blood. So what are you going to slaughter? The poor thing doesn't have a head, doesn't have a neck. So it is halal to eat. Now, the things that are haram to eat regarding seafood, things such as alligators, crocodiles. Crocodiles have teeth and they eat flesh and meat, but they live also on land. So this is haram to eat. When you go to predators of the sea, such as sharks, sharks have teeth, but they're considered to be part of the creatures living entirely in the sea, and therefore, even sharks, it is permissible for us to eat.
Sheikh, as we know, the life of the Prophet ﷺ, that he didn't criticize. But at our home, when our wife cooks the same food twice, yeah, thrice, and for continuously she is cooking in the same way, so should we continuously, okay, the two morsels or three morsels is fine, jazakallahu khair?
Well, this depends. If the wife makes the same mistake so many times, it would be nice not to criticize the food, but to give hints or advice that maybe you should have done this or should have done that in a way that would not hurt her feelings. Because so many times we are good in detecting what's wrong and we are good in criticizing, failing to look in the mirror. So if you look in the mirror, you find that you yourself have a lot of faults. You never take them out. You never invite her to a restaurant. You never give her jewelry or expensive things. So she is like a maid in the house, and yet you're still demanding things of her. No, it's a two-way highway. If you want something, you should provide as well something in return, and Allah knows best.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Alaikum assalam.
As killing the living beings for eating, some say, why should we kill the animals for eating? As every living being has its own right to be.
Well, this, I understand your question. It usually is posed by vegetarians. So why kill a soul, a living creature, to feed on? They deserve to live. And I tell you, why do you kill a tree or a fruit? Because it deserves to live as well. This is something that Allah created for us. It is not our intellect. As Muslims, we believe that this is part of our religion to eat meat. In every Hajj, we have to slaughter the udhiyah. So what do we do? Slaughter a carrot instead? This is our religion, and the sunnah is to eat from your sacrifice. This is what the Prophet did, alayhi wasallam. I do respect your feelings, and if you don't want to eat meat, it's okay with me. But don't talk about my religion, because it is part of my religion. If you want to discuss something, let's not discuss veg or non-veg. Let's discuss the existence of Allah. This is more important than eating meat. But you say, no, I just want to know, why do you kill animals? Why? Ya akhi, subhanallah. You're so loving and caring for animals. He says, yes, I only eat vegetables. I say, okay, be kind to animals. Go and kiss a shark. Go diving, and when you see a shark, give him mwah. He says, no, it will eat me. I say, okay, either you eat it or it will eat you. This is nonsense. Our religion comes from Quran and the Sunnah. We care less about what others think, because we have, alhamdulillah, a clear ruling.
Sheikh, what's the ruling on hunting when we shoot with a gun? So if it dies, so can we eat it or not?
This, inshallah, we will study, hopefully, in a few hadiths time. And we will have a full chapter on hunting game. The rulings, how to do it, what to do and what not to do. Until then, في أمان الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.